Ortiz has been on the job in Juneau since January 20th when he was sworn in, and he says it's been nonstop ever since.
I was not overly surprised, but you know, it was apparent soon that I was going to be busy. Lots of people coming in, constituents coming in, interest groups coming in, and then of course I'm on four committees, so the initial committee hearings have already taken place, and then of course the floor sessions, and so it's been, I don't want to say hectic, but it's been busy for sure.
His open hours at Ketchikan's Legislative Information Office also was busy. He had a steady stream of constituents coming in to discuss issues that they're particularly interested in. One was Ginger Fortin, who recently moved to Ketchikan from Homer. She brought a friend who was visiting from Homer as well, and Fortin wanted to express her support for the Alaska Marine Highway System and the service that the ferries provide.
Just in the past week, I heard they're closing the bars on the ferry.
That is.
And
that
they're going to raise fares. It just seems to me if they promoted the bars, they might make enough money to not have to raise fares.
Rip off the poor old alkies.
Yeah. Ortiz is on the Transportation Committee and the Sub-Finance Committee for Transportation. He told Fortin that the state is facing a $3.5 million budget deficit.
Right now in the governor's budget, you know, everybody is taking a hit. All the departments are taking a hit. Yeah. And the ferry system is, of course, gonna be taking a hit.
Yeah.
But in fairness to the ferry system, they've already been taking hits even before this year.
After Fortin and her friend left, Ortiz talked a little more about the budget. He says that the fiscal constraints forced on lawmakers seem to have inspired a spirit of cooperation.
We're all in this together, and that this $3.5 billion deficit is going to have to be addressed. And I think there's, you know, at least initially here, a willingness to do it in a bipartisan fashion. So we'll see if that continues.
Ortiz is not affiliated with a political party, but he is a member of the Minority Democratic Caucus. Ortiz filed some bills before the session started and says they're working their way through the process. He says it's still too early to say how well they'll be received. One of those bills would reinstate a public input process before the Department of Transportation is allowed to spray pesticides or herbicides along state highways. Ortiz says that was of particular concern to constituents in Heidelberg on Prince of Wales Island. Another bill that would increase funding for preschools likely won't go anywhere this year because of the cost involved.
I believe that in the end it will save education dollars if we can, you know, get more access to preschool. So I believe in it from that sense, and plus I just think it's good for kids. I don't see that one having much of a chance in this particular session.
The deficit leading to all these budget cuts and restrained spending is the result of low oil prices. The vast majority of Alaska's revenue comes from oil taxes. This legislative session lasts through April 19th. Ortiz says he wants constituent input and hopes everyone with a concern contacts his office. Reporting in Ketchikan, I'm Layla Carey.